It is Thursday, September 17th, 2020. Today's episode of the TVR Phys Ed podcast is focused on creating meaningful experiences in physical education. Todd Van Ritchie, an elementary physical education teacher, conducted research on meaningful physical education while studying in a Master of Education program at St. Francis Xavier University. In this episode, he will share his thoughts about meaningful physical education.
I am the proud father of four beautiful children. Three of them are now school-aged, and my youngest of those three has just started primary. Every day when they come home from school, they know that my first question will be, "What did you do in PE today?" Invariably, I'll get a rundown of all the games and exercises their PE teacher had planned for them. Some of them they loved and are excited to share. Others, they relate in a matter-of-fact kind of manner that tells me maybe this activity wasn't meaningful to them. This saddens me because PE should be an experience that students look forward to, enjoy, thrive in, and love. If they're not having these types of experiences, are their teachers really doing their job? Well, my name's Todd Van Ritchie. I'm an elementary physical educator in the Halifax Regional Center for Education. I completed my Bachelor of Education at Ottawa U in 1996, then taught outdoor ed for 6 years before moving into a traditional school system, teaching a couple years of junior high and high school phys ed. After that, I moved to elementary PE and I've taught there for the last 16 years. The last 8 years, I've taken a Master of Physical Education at Memorial University and a Master of Education at St. Francis Xavier University. During my 2 years at ACTS, I was exposed to many new ideas and education that transformed how I think about physical education. The reading and the research I did opened my eyes to the vast variety of approaches and models for teaching PE. The process of planning, preparing, teaching, and reflecting on my practice has become a more thoughtful activity. What I value in terms of curriculum, leadership, and change in the realm of education in my school and in my gymnasium has grown to be more inclusive, relevant, culturally, and socially appropriate. Ultimately, what all of this learning and research has led to is a new understanding of what I need to move forward in my teaching to be the best physical educator possible. While doing a Canadian researcher biography in 2018, I came across the work of Tim Fletcher, professor that I had had at Munn, and I was interested to see what he was doing as a professor at Brock. This led me to his current research project called LAMP, Learning About Meaningful Physical Education, and I was sold. The work he and his colleagues are doing is exactly what I believed in and valued in a well-run PE program. As an elementary PE teacher, having activities and classes that are meaningful to the students is what it's all about. Over the next few minutes, I plan to share what I know about meaningful physical education and how it has impacted my teaching of PE today. My personal beliefs concerning what should be taught and how it should happen in elementary physical education have, until recently, been divergent from the official curriculum. Throughout my years in education, both informal as an outdoor educator in the rec field and formal as a physical educator, I've believed that experiential, student-centered, choice-based programs which focused on developing fundamental movement skills was the most important thing. In fact, a planned goal for my outdoor ed programs was to create memories that last a lifetime. So finding the work of Dr. Tim Fletcher and his research partners was almost a life-changing experience. I'd found a model for teaching PE that reinforced my values and gave language to everything I'd always found to be critically important. The research by Fletcher and his colleagues is based on the work of R. Scott Kretschmar. Using the work of Kretschmar as a basis of the LAMP philosophy, Fletcher and his colleagues suggest that personally meaningful experiences involve six things: fun, social interaction, challenge, motor competence, delight, and personal relevance. What separates the LAMP innovation from general good practice is that the fostering of meaningful experiences is positioned as the prioritized filter for their pedagogical decisions. This prioritization of meaningful experiences, with the explicit planning for them, makes the approach of Fletcher and his colleagues somewhat unique. Their development of this pedagogical approach stems partly from their dislike of the multi-activity, mini-unit approach so often found in PE. They believe that many students lack a personal connection to this dominant form of PE, as it has a minimal or no relevance in their lives. Research by Bulger and Hauser in 2009 and Kretschmar in 2008 criticized the multi-activity, mini-unit design for not having a long-lasting effect for students, partly because physical educators often take on too many objectives in a short period of time
and the constant turnover of objectives often results in learners receiving mixed messages about the place of physical activity in their lives. The LAMP belief is that focusing on personally meaningful experiences in physical education carries the potential to facilitate a stronger commitment to lifelong physical activity participation. A number of other researchers provide support for the direction the LAMP team is taking. Dinsmore and Bailey in 2011 point out that fun and enjoyment were found to be central to these attitudes, closely associated with the range of factors contributing to physical education experiences. While Wright in 2004 states that defining educational values as always being problematic. However, there is increasingly a consensus that in a very fundamental sense, they're concerned with the development of human potential in each individual, and this is often expressed in self-fulfillment. This support for the idea of creating meaningful experiences for the students as an explicit part of the planning process does pose challenges for teachers. Creating physical activity experiences that children and young people ascribe as meaningful requires a pedagogical approach grounded in listening and responding to the children's perspectives. Young people are consistent in telling us what they value in physical education: participating with their friends, being challenged, having fun, and learning. This makes it critical for educators to understand the motivations of the students, because by experiencing joy in their learning, students are better capable of achieving success. To paraphrase Kretschmar, when movement is experienced as joy, it adorns our lives, makes our days go better, and gives us something to look forward to. It provides a refreshing interlude. It prevents the world from turning into an unbecoming shade of gray and keeps us from becoming tired and disinterested. When movement is joyful and meaningful, it may even inspire us to do things we never thought possible. Thank you for listening. This podcast was written and produced by me, Todd Van Ritchie. Music was Breeze by MBB, found on the YouTube audio library. You can hear it and other music by MBB at https://soundcloud.com/MBBOfficial. Music used under the Creative Commons license. For more information on LAMP and the work that they're doing for meaningful phys ed, please check out their website and blog at https://meaningfulpe.wordpress.com. You can also find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Teachers Pay Teachers at TVRPhysEd. This podcast was produced using Audacity. Thanks. Have a great day.